We're ready to go.
Oh, is that it?
You gonna do a cold open?
I don't know. Do you have one? I don't think.
All right, hit it. Yeah. Yeah, 12:40 a.m. WSBC. Another week of the Hoolies Hooli.
Welcome.
Hi, Clay O'Brien. Hi, Bill.
What's happening?
Having a good time. Having a good week.
Yeah.
A lot of news this week.
I'm glad you're having a good week because today is just miserable with this weather. At the end of the day here, I almost got killed on the way
you
over.
While we're recording for our radio listening audience.
I think it's probably
gonna taped on.
I don't know
Wednesdays.
Though. I was looking
it'll
at the
raining.
I was. Yeah, I think it's gonna be raining when they're listening on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think
it's
so.
Rained for a few.
Yeah.
For a few days
it's
here.
Purple
it's spring.
Rain. Purple rain. Yeah.
It's not purple. Well, no.
Purple rain.
So we're going to get right into that then, I guess.
Okay, yeah, the beloved Prince is gone. And
I share
us.
A birthday with Prince.
Do you really? I
June
did not 7th. Know that. Wow. Okay.
Gemini.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, actually. I kind of liked Prince.
Loved him.
Did you?
Fantastic.
He was great.
Absolutely. Very classy.
He really was.
Yeah.
In a time
you know what's weird, though? Like, people are like, such class with Prince. And then you cut back to Prince, and he's like humping a pole or something on stage. Or like licking a mirror in his video.
Yeah. Crawling across like a tiger rug.
I mean, come on, the guy was pure class.
Pure class. You know why? Yeah. Because he's wearing like a ruffled 1800 shirt while he did it.
Yeah, like he was allowed to do it. He's like a Renaissance man.
He's got a Thomas Jefferson shirt on, you know? He's got class.
I saw that, actually, that Chappelle clip when Charlie Murphy's doing the story where he actually looked like, and Chappelle is wearing that kind of a ruffled shirt, and he goes, he looked like he was a figure skating outfit.
I actually just listened to Prince commenting on that video.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And yeah, he said that it was all true. And
even the pancakes part?
Even the pancakes. He didn't make the pancakes, but the pancakes were served by his maid or something.
Oh, wow.
See, now we're all assuming that our audience knows the story. The story is that Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie Murphy, went on to the Chappelle show when he was one of the cast members on that Comedy Central show.
Yeah.
It's a sketch show.
Sure.
Anyway, they did a sketch
one
where Charlie Murphy
ever.
Told a reenactment. This is Eddie Murphy's brother of the time that he was hanging out with his brother Eddie and his brother Eddie's entourage, and Prince came into the club they were hanging out at and invited them to come over to play them in basketball.
Yep.
Well, no, to hang out.
To
and
hang
then
out.
It escalated into a game of basketball.
Yeah, they were just sitting around, and it turns out Prince is amazing basketball player. And so the guy asked him, he's like, is it true that you're this good? He's like, you know, it's not so much that I was that good as it was that they were just so bad.
Okay.
So, but he's like,
again,
but we won by a lot.
Pure class.
Pure class.
You know what another little interesting fact about Prince was?
What's that?
He was a huge Chicago Bulls fan. Did you know this?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Not a Timberwolves fan.
You know,
later on, I think he was, but he didn't grow up in the era of the Timberwolves. I mean, the Timberwolves were
so he was like a Bob Love, kind of Norm Van Leer, Jerry Sloan.
Yeah, he grew up in the Midwest. I mean, you only had the Indiana Pacers and the Bulls, and I think the Bulls are they older than the Pacers? I think probably are,
Yeah.
So, I mean,
we don't know our Bulls history.
It was late 80s, 90s, you know, that was the Bulls.
Right.
I hate it.
And I don't know, he could have been an Oscar Robertson fan over with the Milwaukee Bucks, but I mean, I don't know, I guess he was a big Bulls fan.
He got his basketball in, he liked basketball.
So, Prince, though. We'll leave an indelible mark on pop
music.
What's
your favorite Prince song?
Oh, man.
He did one really good number that I remember.
Yeah, what do you like?
It's called McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Oh, what? Did he really?
It's a B-side. But,
you set me up for that one pretty good, actually. Yeah. I wasn't ready for that.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Also, the lead sponsor on this show. So, you know, they're going to miss Prince. I'm gonna mince Prince.
Yeah. It's a pie at Baker Square this month.
The mince Prince. Yeah, so
you're doing the work for him now. The marketing team just went, my God, he's right.
It's purple. You know, and it's one thing about Prince, you gotta respect that in a time where Michael Jackson dominated all the pop music.
Right.
He was even able to get as popular as he was, kind of
people.
I mean, you kind of thought of like Prince as kind of like poor man's Michael Jackson back in the day, you know, because but it was similar, but not. The music was a little different, but
he set trends in music.
Everything
video,
was compared
but Prince,
to Michael
but
Jackson.
Prince surrounded himself with like hot women.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Michael
yeah.
Jackson had children
and
around
Ronald
him.
McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was palling around Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Prince is hanging out with Vanity.
We all know about Mike. Mike had some issues.
So okay, so, you know, we've given our shout out and our condolences to Prince.
Yeah, watch over us, Prince.
Yeah.
Give us the purple rain.
What else
rain
is
if
going on
to.
Other than the
God bless the princes.
This, all right. I don't know, this summer season?
This summer.
No, this Irish summer season.
This Irish summer.
Yeah. It's
gonna
be, bless this Irish summer.
It's going to be an Irish summer, let me tell you.
Yeah.
it is right now.
Hey,
right.
You're not kidding.
We got, you know, a lot of stuff happened this week. The Blackhawks also lost.
Yeah, I know. I'm bummed.
You know what?
They gave it their all.
They got six banners hanging from the ceiling.
I'm not worried about it. I think we got. We have
that many six banners?
We have many years of great hockey ahead of us. I think probably, you know, even in the salary cap era, you have Kane and Taves and Duncan Keith, along with Crawford together. This new kid, Artemi Panarin.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, they're going to be just fine. You know, we'll probably win another one.
And the Blues aren't
going
to win the whole thing anyway.
You don't think so?
No.
Who do you think? The Washington Caps, maybe?
I don't know.
Ovechkin gets his first cup.
You know what? I'd like to see Dallas.
I'd like to see Ovechkin get a cup. I like Ovechkin.
I'd like to see Dallas because it's a lot of old Hawks.
This is true. It'll be interesting to watch. But I'm off of hockey now.
But it's not going
to
be the Kings either.
No.
So it's the first time that it's not the Hawks or the Kings in quite some time.
Right. But there's a professional baseball team that has similar colors to the Kings.
Yeah.
And they reside on the south side of Chicago. They happen to be 16-6.
Yeah.
After tonight.
You're going to see Ice Cube, and everybody's going to start rocking those Sox hats again on TV.
Very impressive. The Cubs, 15, I think, at 4.
I say that because there's a 30 for 30 documentary about that. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
The Cubs are 30. Not
who
30
cares?
The Cubs are 15 and 4.
It's early.
Two number one teams in all of Major League Baseball.
But it is awesome.
Right here in Chicago.
Yeah, there's 400 games to go.
Listen, people are already talking about a Crosstown series.
Stop it. Just stop.
They are.
Just stop it.
I was in the bar and everybody's going, Crosstown series.
You know what else people are talking about?
What?
Arrieta's, how he's been doing so well that there's speculation.
He's you mean that Ozzie Guillen Jr. comes out and makes an allegation that he's on PEDs?
Yeah.
The Guillens are very good at PR. They know how to keep their name.
They know how to stir the pot, sure.
They know how to poke the bear, that's for sure.
I don't think that's true, though.
What is Ozzie Guillen Jr.? Like, so he doesn't play baseball. He was a translator in the dugout for the White Sox.
Yeah.
And now he's just sort of a Twitter provocateur.
He's probably just some guy that hangs out at the Mid on the weekends and talks a lot of trash.
He's like Rob Kardashian.
The Mid is a nightclub in the city for all you
bottle service fans. Yeah.
He's kind of like the Kardashian boy. The only boy.
He's the Rob Kardashian of Chicago. Isaac Ian Jr.
He does
the
nothing.
Rob
he was at the Sox game that I was at the other day.
Was he?
Yeah, Rob Kardashian?
Gian Jr. Just sitting there stuffing his face with nachos.
You know, I didn't
amazing.
Even know who this black China
you know
was before this Rob Kardashian started.
Rob
who is she? Is she a rapper or something?
I was going to say a Rob Kardashian.
She's probably like an Instagram star.
We're ready. Get it out. Because I think it might be funny.
It's a good punchline.
All right, keep going.
Every time I go to Comiskey, you got to go to Booth 9 and order a Rob Kardashian. What is it? It's like the Slovakian sandwich.
It's a pickle and a hot
dog
bun.
The Kardashians are not Slovakian. They're Armenian.
I know, but a Rob Kardashian is a Slovakian sandwich, not an Armenian one.
That makes no sense.
You know what?
It makes perfect sense because a Slovakian created the sandwich after his favorite Armenian.
We shouldn't be mentioning their family.
You're out of your mind.
We shouldn't be mentioning their family. They get enough press.
Yeah, let's get off of the...
they need to go away. They need to do a one-way mission to Mars.
Okay.
All of them.
The Sox are good.
Yeah,
I'm pumped.
What else is going on?
Nothing.
There's so much to talk
about. There's a lot of Irish fight news.
I know. Paddy Houlihan died.
He died? He didn't die?
I mean, he died as, his career's over.
Boy.
I don't know
people
why.
People listening, they're just like, what?
So that's the way they painted it. Isn't that horrible?
Thank God you're not a doctor talking to his family.
Oh, no, he didn't die. I mean, he's just got sick, and he can never do what he wants to do again.
He has a blood condition that causes easy blood clotting, so he cannot he can't pass the medical test for the UFC. And he cannot fight. This guy's name is Paddy Houlihan, ironically spelled Houlihan. So
Houlihan, pretty much. Paddy
Houlihan, yeah.
But he's, everybody needs to know, he's a UFC fighter, by the way.
He's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
very
real
good,
and he's scrawny, and he's got kind of like, he's got that traveler kind of thing about him. And like, he's just like a little scrappy dog that.
Oh, yeah.
He's mean.
He's like a mini Conor McGregor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They fight out of the same gym.
But he's done. He's done for. And that's a smart move on his part.
Of course, yeah. Family's more.
Well, he didn't want
important.
It. He's known about it for the entire time. He said
right.
he was like, "Yeah, I know." Finally caught up with me because he was never a UFC fighter till recently. Like he did real well in Ireland, and Dana White was like, "Oh, you're coming with me too."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he started fighting UFC and started doing pretty well. He was coming up through the ranks. UFC was the one that finally put him to it and was like, "Hey, man, I think there's something wrong with you." You know, after doing some reviews,
okay.
and okay. he was like, "You got me."
Yeah.
They're like, you're not going to fight professionally for us, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and now that the cat's out of the bag in the UFC, because UFC has more money to like put into like research
uh-huh,
like that,
uh-huh.
as opposed to probably other leagues. So that's kind of what happened.
You know what I'm finding out, and even though myself now, and I'm starting, you know, I have this fear now of going to the doctor. As I'm getting older, I'm always like,
that's an Irish thing.
I don't want to do this. I'm fine. I feel great. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, I just, this guy's going to, you know, like, what happens if I go in there and he's like, we found a problem. And you're like, oh, no. And,
like, you got to go get the problem fixed.
That's what
we're going to get to right after these short messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
And nope. We're back. No, no weenies at Big Guy Sausage. Only the finest sausage.
They got this.
They don't have any Rob Kardashians there, though.
They do not. No. Or any Rivish.
Rivish. Remember Rivish as a Larry O'Brien term?
No, that was us. We made that up.
This is the Hooli's Hooli, everybody. We're back, 1240 a.m. We did not make Rivish up. I remember your dad very, very clearly saying, I'm making Rivish for dinner. What is Rivish? It's grilled onions and soy sauce, right?
Yeah, it's not a real thing.
I thought it was like...
It's a nonsense talk. That's what Larry was known for.
I thought that I was like, Larry, what's your favorite food? He was like, Rivish.
Have you ever made it for yourself?
No.
Actually, it might be interesting to try.
Rivish is probably pretty good on like a burger.
It's probably good over
something.
White rice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Rivish.
Rivish and white rice tonight for dinner, guys.
Kids, Rivish and white rice for everybody.
Hey, guys, I'm opening up a restaurant. Number one meal of the day, Rivish and rice.
Rivish and rice.
Great name for a restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honey, we're going to Rivish and rice. Hurry up and put your nice slacks on.
Really? Hey, I know we were talking about... The fear of going to the doctor.
Yeah. So here's my logic with that. Yeah. I just took my car in this morning to get.
I saw that Tyler Dowling, little thing on Facebook. You gave him a little shout out.
I did.
Over
he did a great job.
He does a nice job.
He was quick and the price was right, and he was very efficient.
What
did
he? What'd you have to get done?
I needed new brakes. I needed a door handle put on.
And you went green. You did it green.
I did it green.
He's got a green friendly auto body shop.
So he's my guy from now on. That's on Chicago and Harlem and Oak Park.
Yeah, I got to get over there. Good Irishman.
Our Planet Automotive.
Yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, Tyler Dowling.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah, you know what? If you sign up with them and give them your information, I think you get a free oil change on your birthday. Hey,
he's got all sorts of deals going on.
Cool.
Yeah, he just had an Earth Day deal. So he's constantly looking for
good self marketer
customers. Get out there. So you remind me of the guy who like puts the black piece of electrical tape over the change oil light when it goes on instead of actually taking it into the car dealer.
He doesn't want to remind
himself.
He's
going to avoid it. It doesn't even exist.
I'm currently there right now with my own automobile. I'm like, you got to go into Jiffy Lube, dude. You got to get this done. I'm only probably about 200 past.
Eventually, your car will die.
Clay, you cooked a car doing that once.
I drove a car from Chicago to California.
To Sundance.
And didn't change the oil once. It's like 6,000 miles.
You're like, Nableton, this car doesn't work. And he's like, what do you mean? You're like, it's something wrong with it.
It's like the engine
is
fried.
Have you gone anywhere?
He's like, I
drove to
LA
and then here and back. He was like, did you replenish any of the fluids or change the oil? Was I supposed to do that?
Nah, I was in a hurry.
Driving through the desert.
But that's essentially what you're doing with your own body here.
I guess you're right.
Don't cook the engine.
Yeah. Don't cook the engine, Belly.
Yeah, no, you're right. I got to get checked
out.
Just
go get checked
out. I feel good for you listeners out there. I actually feel good. It's just that paranoia.
You'll be surprised when they say, you know, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
I know what they're going to tell you.
What's that?
Eat more Rivish.
Stop smoking heaters and start working out.
And eat more Rivish.
Of course.
And Rivish is an excellent choice of
sodium.
They might say
high sodium.
High sodium with that soy there, buddy.
Right.
But yeah, man, quit the smokes. You know, you'll feel better and you'll look better.
Okay.
Also, Nicorette. They're also talking. Maybe he'll tell you that there's a cure for balding. You know.
We'll
They've been talking about
years.
It.
Yeah.
Keep reading about it. Keep seeing new things coming.
It's out there. You guys are just not. You're not being proactive.
Well, it could be Rivish. Could be the answer.
Here's the thing.
That's probably.
I don't want the cure for balding. Like I know it's out there. Yeah, you go to Bosley and get it done. I don't want to pay $30,000. I just want to be able to walk in and go. What do I gotta do? Throw some Vaseline on the old boy and he's coming back.
No, you need like the Costanza balm from China.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's gonna be something weird.
Like, can you give me a shot? Like they just give me a shot.
Eventually,
that's what
they'll like put lasers on your head and be like, no, what do you want? An afro? What do you want? You want a mullet?
Got
you
covered. It's probably like a guy like it's probably really simple. You know, like if you ate 50 dandelions a day, your hair would grow. Yeah, but nobody like tests that kind of stuff. But like that's why you go to you go to like the Amazon rainforest. Like some
nobody
of those
stuff.
Some of those indigenous dudes, they got the best hair. Like nobody go bald. You know, like what are you doing?
All
they're
the indigenous people have full heads of
we
hair.
We eat off this tree over here. It seems to do well.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Just start go in the woods and start.
Remember Medicine
stuff.
Man with Sean Connery, where he was like running around the woods.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what like I think the cure for balding is like sitting on a leaf in Zimbabwe somewhere.
Forget about
probably
that. Forget about the hair.
I'm not worried about it.
You gotta worry about what's on the inside.
I feel pretty good on the inside.
Yeah, but you don't know anything.
You know what's the biggest
shine bright like a diamond?
You're not a doctor.
Just keep laughing. I think if you keep laughing for the rest of your life, you'll feel pretty good, right?
My dad was the same way. He would never went to the doctor, and then he would go, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
No,
he's
so.
Like, oh. Okay.
It's not a big deal.
And every 10 years, they said the same thing. Stop smoking heaters.
Right.
And start walking.
Yeah. And then he's finally like, I'm not going to go anymore.
Okay. I was like, that's it. It's the same shtick every time I go.
Yeah, I know what they're going to say.
So a lot of things have passed us now. It's, you know, we did a whole thing for the past, 2 months did we do that with this day in 1916 towards the end of, we did that over a period of, 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they finally had the celebration. It's been 100 years. We've done
huge
it.
Huge success.
Yeah.
At the Heritage Center last week.
It was amazing.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody that, you know, went out to the Heritage Center and contributed to that deserves a bravo for, you know, sacrificing that day for the Irish community here in Chicago so that we could learn a little bit more about our culture.
That'll be a big thing in the next, you know, upcoming years, too. That's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think you're
right. That's going to be huge. There was a celebration in Ireland, and there was like crazy amount of people all in the street just celebrating. It was
awesome.
See,
I would have liked to have watched
the Dublin.
I would have liked to have seen like live footage from that. I'm sure you can.
There was,
like on RTE or
Jump
something.
Jump on the old internet there, Bill.
Sure, I will. Yeah, I got to get a little bit better with that. But I just saw something pretty cool in the Irish American News this month. And it's an article that, you know, you click on the link and it says the importance of 1916 in Ireland. And it dissects just about everything and the important dates and historical events that took place and the figures that were part of it during kind of a timeline.
It makes it easy for attention, short attention Americans to understand what it is.
Yeah, if you don't want to read a whole
people like me.
Yeah, if you don't want to, if you don't feel like reading a 300-page novel or anything like that, or you know, just you can kind of click on this.
It's
and
a reference guide.
Yeah, but it's cool for you young Irish Americans out there. And
yeah, learn about that stuff.
A quick tutorial about it. There it is. It says there's also a website that it's actually a link. That takes you to a link called it's called the CelticCrossOnline.com. Check it out, pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else we got kicking here, huh?
In my life?
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about life insurance.
Oh yeah.
I got life insurance.
Right.
Do you have life insurance? I have life insurance, but if you're in Chicago, I got it.
I got it.
No, I already got life insurance.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You have it or you got it?
I got it covered.
So you have it?
So you got it covered. Yes, I have it.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you?
No, not yet. I'm a single guy.
He's a single bachelor in the prime of his life.
Know, I don't know yet. I'm on the fence. I've been talking to some people, and I'm.
Well, that's why I wanted to get into it. We were laughing about the process. We all have a friend in common who's in the business, and we've all been approached. We love this guy, but the experience is daunting, isn't it? Is this your first run around with a life insurance salesman?
Yeah, my first extended phone call.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Boy, I've those guys have been talking to me for years. That's probably because I'll let them.
No, really? I never really went down that road. I never popped on the internet and filled out any forms or anything. Just snooping around. I just never bothered.
Well, here's the thing about it. It's an important decision to make for anybody because when you get married and you have kids, you obviously you gotta have this stuff taken care of. It's important. All right. For me, in a different situation, it's not as important, but it's as a financial move, it would probably be something smart to do.
Yeah. But if you croak tomorrow, do you have enough to cover your funeral?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, the people at Breakthrough Beverage will take care of that for you. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
We'll put you in a big Marlboro box.
Hey, I don't care.
Miles.
But I'm going and
at the end of the service, I'm going to walk up and rip the Miles off the side of the pack.
Yeah. What if they did that for smokers where Marlboro said, we're going to bury you in a Marlboro box.
Someone's done it.
For every year that you lived on the earth, you get that many miles, and we put a barcode on there.
Wait, I thought you were talking about an actual...
You have 41 miles.
I thought you were talking about an actual, I thought you were talking about,
41 miles on your death.
All right, wait. I thought you were talking about an actual box, like a
that's
coffin.
That's what I was talking about
for you. I was talking about...
No, but it, looks like a Marlboro red box.
Yeah, exactly.
A coffin that looks like a box
of
reds.
It's made out of the same material.
That's been done, I'm sure.
Oh, this is America. There's somebody buried in that, and it's probably inside a Cadillac.
You think a guy who loved...
No, like a Dale Earnhardt replica,
There's a guy
three.
From the West Side my mom said that was buried in his Cadillac.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can see that.
He
that's
was a
awesome.
Hustler. Yeah, he didn't care.
But a guy who loved cigarettes as much, who decided that I'm going to spend an extra 10 G's and have that coffin turned into a pack of smokes. What if he had little foam things next to him, inside the coffin that looked
like butts?
Yeah, they were all designed to look like squares, and it's just his head.
Pieces of foam, or like a pillow that was rippled almost, where they just painted it brown to make it look like brown filters.
Whatever.
You're out of your mind. I don't know. That's kind of funny, actually.
It's powerful stuff. Those cigarettes.
Here lies Billy Cigarette.
Oh, we're pointing everybody in here.
Switch
is
to cigars. Get on the John
time.
Candy program.
Yeah.
Cigars, chewing tobacco.
Yeah, switching
eventually
over.
Gum. Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Are you guys getting the fever yet for summer? I mean, we got teased last weekend so bad.
Yeah, it's just now it's torture.
That was beautiful on Sunday, wasn't it? Just I was 80 degrees. I was like, I am all right.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
There'll be more of that. Don't worry. The sun will come back.
Yeah. Did you do anything to enjoy the day last week? The beautiful day.
You know, it's funny you brought this up.
Hey, did you go outside?
I did go outside. I had a little meat.
Beautiful day. Didn't make it out, but beautiful.
I actually was bored. It was Sunday. I didn't go out on Saturday night. I worked up until 5 o'clock in the afternoon last Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Did you grab a big tall can of iced tea?
And then I listened to the show, and then I fell asleep. I was going to go out and meet my buddy and watch the Hawks game.
Yeah.
And then he texted me. He was like, I'm not going to make it out tonight. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, do I go out? And I fell asleep. I woke up. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, oh, well, that's the end of that.
Tired.
And then on Sunday, I was like, by 8, I went back to bed, and then I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, was like revving to go. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, what am I gonna do?
Oh, for Sunday fun day?
No, so I was good about it. So I went and did, I got a lot of laundry, did a lot of cleaning, and then I was bored and I was like, let's take a little trip over to the North Riverside Mall.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yep.
So I went over there, did some people watching, walking around.
You got some Billy time. I used to call that me time.
I know you did, yeah. Just like when you're bored, just like go to a mall.
Did you buy anything? Did you buy a hat?
Bought a $3 t-shirt.
Yeah. Plain white?
Royal blue.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to go there, yeah. Clay. Bill, similar thing. Nothing to be ashamed of.
So wait, then I got back from there. So I'll finish with it. So the rest of my day was I got back from there.
Did you eat
there? 5:30 mass at Vincent's.
Did you eat it at North Riverside Mall?
No, I did not eat there.
Okay.
No. Right. No. I ate earlier before that. I had some leftover tuna fish. It was absolutely delicious.
God bless.
Leftover tuna.
You know what I do with the tuna?
It was a day old. Come on, not eating.
I know, that's for so much.
I put jardiniere in the tuna. Try it.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Good,
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Getting back to the North Riverside Mall.
Your favorite place.
So wait, you went to the mall, but you still weren't outside.
I walked around.
Inside.
Inside the mall, and then I left. I drove around. I had some
time. You went from inside the mall to in your car.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I drove to Mass. And then
went
I got
into church.
And then I got down from Mass. And then I went over to Duffy's and sat outside.
And then
the
went
patio.
To bars. Yeah. You didn't go outside at all.
It's some drinks. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Yeah.
Listen, I was at Champs, Foot Action.
Listen, I was outside. I had to go
Foot
from
Locker,
a door to a parking
Nike
lot,
World.
A parking lot to a church to a bar. I was outside for about 8 minutes.
The North Riverside Mall.
Beautiful day.
It was.
The North Riverside Mall has certain items that you won't be able to get at other places.
You can get a lot of knives.
Is this because of the different demographic that shops there, or is this just...
It's just, yeah, it's kind of salt of the earth mall. But I like to go there. That my wife would go, where do you go when you disappear? Like, I go, I got to go get a little me time. I'll be back. And when you have a wife and kids, like, my time to escape...
Right.
Was like, I'd like to go and just walk around that mall.
And watch other people struggle with their screaming children.
Yeah, watch other people fight and scream with their kids and feed them Mrs. Fields cookies. And
you mean just to remind yourself that you're human again?
Get the toenails done and talk to each other.
Oh,
like
toenails done. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because like everything's out in the open at the mall now. It's just like, here it is, you know, that guy's getting a
Sebastian
foot rub.
Sebastian Metal.
Like, they got Indian hats over there.
Sebastian Maniscalco does a thing about going to a mall. He did a bit about... You know, since when are everybody? You ever seen these Indian women with their waxing your eyebrows or threading your eyebrows?
Yes,
like
I have.
A thread?
They have that at the North Riverside Mall.
Yes, they
My
do.
My wife does that.
Does she really?
Yeah, I think so.
Or they're like,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, that's the sound on the guy on the radio is going, what's it like?
Yeah, it's the exact sound.
Oh, that's somebody getting her eyebrows waxed. Ding. I knew it right away.
Yeah.
My me time now is like, I just drive around. I don't really go anywhere.
Yeah, I used to be like that, but I'd be like, I got to get a little stimulation. I walk around. I got to go to JCPenney or something.
I'll go to Sears on North and Harlem.
Oh, that used to be one of my spots.
I was there the other day.
That's a good spot to bring kids, too, because it's always empty.
I was there the other day. Sears is in a lot of, Sears is supposedly in a lot of trouble. They're going out of B in a lot of areas.
Yeah, well.
I went to Sears the other night because I got these girls at home, my shower's getting clogged all the time with their long hair and their curly hair.
Their long, beautiful Irish hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it costs me a lot of money. These drains, I'm constantly pouring bleach down them, and like they're always backing up on me. So there's this product called InstaFlow. You ever hear about it?
Of course I know what it is.
It's like these crystals.
Yeah, you got to heat it up.
Yeah, you put a kettle of water
does
over
it.
And cook,
Frank Kevel told me about that.
It
does wonders.
It's amazing. Right. Right? It's like,
yeah.
It's like putting a volcano inside your pipes, you know?
Yeah.
And, just plows anything out of there and burns it up.
So you're not standing in a foot of water when you shower anymore?
It's basically acid.
Yeah.
Can you pour some acid down the drain? Yes, please.
Yeah.
But it works wonders, and I was like, oh, man.
I could have used that in college.
So I went upstairs to give the kids a bath, and there was, like, standing water in the bath, and I was like, oh, like, I got to plunge the bathtub and get all this stuff out. The kids can't take a bath. I go, I'm going to Sears because I saw on my phone that they had it.
Yeah.
Picked it up.
Mm-hmm. And you get to Sears, there's nobody at Sears.
Nobody. Sometimes there's nobody like behind the counter.
It was like me.
It's like a ghost town.
It was like me and like because I went to like the, I was like Craftsman Tools.
Oh,
like,
yeah, sure.
This must be the area where they got it, right?
No.
Where they got the InstaFlow.
Is that where they had it? Why didn't you just go to a drugstore? Like
they don't have it.
Showers has it. Showers on Madison Street has it.
Closed.
It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Okay,
all right. I'll give it today. All right.
But get to Sears. There's a lady on the phone talking to a guy about, she goes, no, it's two cycle oil. If you put there should be a valve where you put gasoline and then one where you put the oil.
Talking about a lawnmower.
Yeah, and I can hear the other end of the conversation. She's like, well, then you blew your engine out and the thing is broken. No, we will not take it back, you know. And you just heard, like screaming at the other end of the phone. I go, you got InstaFlow? No.
Oh.
Like real abrupt. Oh, you know? I go, yeah. Oh, I saw it on the website. The website is a Fugazi. You know, like she's so upset, like doesn't care. Like just throw Sears under the bus. She's like, it's all designed to get you here. We don't have anything like that. There's Drano. You know, and I go, okay. Well, can I get it online? Yes, but it would take 3 weeks to get to you. You know, I was like,
three weeks. That's terrible.
3 weeks of standing in water.
Right. Yeah. And then I found myself looking at washer dryers.
Yeah, I always go there. I'm like,
these are nice.
Well, did you?
You're looking to buy a washer dryer, sir? Probably not this year.
No. Did you end up, I'm going to wait to go out of business and then scoop one up.
I didn't know they look like this now.
Did you end up
got white cubes?
Oh, they're nice. Yeah, no, they got.
They look like spacemen now.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get. How did you end up fixing the problem then? When did you get the InstaFlow?
I went to Walmart. Okay. Then I get to Walmart.
These are middle-aged man problems.
They are, because this gets even more middle-aged.
Walmart, the finest store in the world, right?
I'm looking for it there, because I say that they have it. I go to the Walmart in Forest Park.
Yeah.
Boom. Gurglage. Hits me right in aisle 9.
You're unbelievable. Here we go again.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, this can't be happening. This
you have kids happening. With you?
No. Solo.
Oh yeah. Me I'm time.
Like, oh, all right. No, this was like a real duty time.
This is when me time goes bad.
Yeah. This is when me time goes, uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Shouldn't have taken me time.
Right. Now it turns into panic.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, there's a Portillo's over there. I could maybe go with the Portillo's. Then I'm like, I can't make it that far to Portillo's.
Well, why didn't you call your brother? I live down the block.
Because it hit
what
me.
What would you have done? You
open the door and let him go to the bathroom at my house?
No, he was not leaving that store.
It hit me as
Brando. You should have driven there.
And Brando says,
helped him out.
In Apocalypse Now, this one hit me like a diamond in my forehead. Okay? I was like, gotta go right now. And the guy goes, is there a bathroom? He goes, yeah, it's over there by electronics. You know? I go, okay.
200 feet away.
200 feet. It was like a half a block. You know? He's like, yeah, it's close. It's by electronics. I'm like, where's that? Like, Walmart. You know? I'm like, oh.
And the sprint was on.
Sprint was on. Get there. What facilities
at Walmart?
Beautiful.
Oh yeah,
you wouldn't even. You would never think this.
I beg to differ. I think you should probably
check
out.
Your mind was at ease.
I'm telling you what. All of a sudden I said, "Boy, this is one of the nicest Public Johns I've ever been in."
From someone who goes into Walmarts quite a bit, I'll show you some bathrooms if you want to take a look. I mean, Forest Park must be one of the select few.
Patty,
yeah,
you took a crappy situation and you turned it around.
I did. I'm telling you. If Elton John was ever going to be the spokesman for Walmart, and he needed convincing, show him the bathroom at the Forest Park Walmart.
Okay.
It's where he'd sign the contract.
He'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean Elton John. I meant George Michael.
Yeah, well.
Gosh dang it, the joke went right out the window. We're going to commercial break. We'll be after these messages.
A vending machine? Sure. A parking meter? Okay. A slot machine? That's kind of the point. There are some machines that you have to pay to use. An ATM shouldn't be one of them. With Total Access Checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, every ATM nationwide is free, even ones outside the network. With the fees you'll save, go on, buy a candy bar from that vending machine. Get our Total Access special offer at wintrust.com/TAC. Members FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
And we're back.
Hello.
12:40 a.m. Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Flood Brothers if you need your garbage.
I saw the
up.
Flood Brothers.
They'll take all your garbage.
I was
you.
At one of my accounts today. Not the actual Flood Brothers, but I saw one of their trucks at 31st and Halstead. They must be be picking up at the picking up the garbage at the CVS there. It's one of my liquor accounts. Number one CVS in the whole city. Yep. Liquor wise, it's a monster.
Really?
Yeah, they saw a lot of liquor at that place.
The Flood brothers are my cousins.
I know
that's
that.
Right, yeah.
Bob Flood's having a birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. Just saw that on LinkedIn.
They do a good job with the garbage.
They do. I read that Kelly Ripa went nuts. Have you
What about Michael Strahan leaving her show?
Yeah. That's like big
news. Yeah,
because
no one told her?
I guess, yeah, right? She was like, oh, she's so upset. Like,
but it was her show anyways, really, wasn't it? I mean,
it was Regis Philbin's show.
I know, yeah, and then she got hurt. Then
he got old.
Is he in Branson, Missouri?
With Yakov Smirnoff? Doing comedy show?
Yeah, are they doing a...
Yakov Smirnoff. What did you think of him?
Because he's like the guy of Branson, man. Yeah. He has big...
Branson's
big,
like
yeah.
Las Vegas for 80-year-olds.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
You've never heard of Branson, Missouri?
No. It's a thing. You got to look into it.
Clay, we're going. We don't have to be 80. I would love to go
see
Smirnoff.
It would be great.
You
eat dinner at 4 o'clock. Right. You think catch a show, you're
in
bed
Forest
by
Park,
eight.
The Walmart bathrooms are nice.
Hey, what do you think? America. What do you think the mm-hmm. Branson, is it like a resort?
No, it's a town.
It's like a town. It's like Little Vegas. It's like where a lot of retired celebrities, like, I don't know.
You know what? You'd probably need,
Yakov is there. He's doing real well.
You probably would need a lot of.
They got like hoedown stuff.
Do you think it smells in Branson?
It smells amazing.
I'm sure it smells. I don't know. I mean, if it doesn't, you know,
yeah,
you can get some fresh wave.
That's right.
I got to read the commercial.
Blast the whole town.
I'm setting you up for it. And you're just like looking at me, and I'm going, "Does it smell in Branson, Missouri? Where this Little Vegas? What are you talking about? Remember we had our buddy on the show talking about Little Vegas?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. That was great.
Good times.
I enjoyed that.
Good
Clay,
times.
Have you? How do you know of Branson? I only know of it from.
It was on an episode of The Simpsons.
Do you think there's Irish people in Branson, Missouri?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know what? And I'm sure, you know, if it smells in Branson, you can use some fresh wave to cheer it up.
Why is that?
Because it doesn't matter if you're in the old country with no stakes. Or the city of big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells like skunks and sports gear, baby diapers and cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Unshowered CTA riders and worse. So when the stink gets too strong, turn to the power of Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Fresh Wave products eliminate odors without the use of toxic chemicals or masking fragrances. Inside, you'll find just plant oils and water, naturally destroying bad Branson smells at a molecular level. Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, and any odor imaginable.
All right.
So, ditch those air fresheners full of harsh ingredients and phony floral smells. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and The Container Store. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit FreshWaveWorks.com today. FreshWaveWorks.com.
Yeah.
Going for what?
Got a little excited there, and you slowed it down.
Yeah, got a little inflection into the old Fresh Wave spot
there. Yeah, Fresh Wave would go a long way in Branson, I think.
You've never even been to Branson.
You don't know anything about it. Let's put it off for 30 years.
You ever walked into an old person's home?
All the time.
What's it smell like?
Mothballs.
Why is that? Pasta. I don't. Not all
mothballs with pasta.
You gotta go into grandma's house. It smells like mothballs and pasta up in there.
I walk. My job is I'm an estimator for a remodeling business.
Is your grandma
into a lot of different places? Yeah. I see a lot of crazy things.
I'll bet you do. It's probably funny.
It's not. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Why do you think it smells like mothballs, Bill, in old people's houses?
I don't know. I just felt like...
You think that's like an old... I think it's
you're
just...
You're being an ageist.
You are being an ageist.
You're right. You're right.
You know what? Right. You probably support Trump.
Actually, but there were rooms... There's people that smelled like...
I am an ageist.
I had a buddy in college. His room smelled like an old person's home.
I smell like an old person's.
You did? Whose room in college smelled like an old person's home?
John Miller's. Smelled like mothballs and old person's
home. Smelled like Band-Aids. Smelled like Band-Aids and cigarettes.
Well, that might smell like an old person's home.
Well, he was like a 70-year-old.
Actually, you know what?
10, like
your family
10,
ran
15.
A nursing home. He was. So you're probably not taking offense. You're taking offense to the smell of...
No. I've painted that entire nursing home.
Yeah.
There were some crazy things going on there. It didn't smell good at all, and it didn't smell like mothballs. It smelled like urine and sadness.
Yeah.
Well, when you're older,
well,
it's very hard to
bathe. Well, the nursing home that you guys owned was also like... Kind of wasn't like half of a nut house as well in some weird way. Well,
not half.
Yeah. Nah.
It was technically a halfway house for mentally ill people.
Yeah, a nut house. they didn't want to call it that. Yeah.
It's not no longer in business.
No.
So, he's on the corner of Laramie and Madison.
As we're listening to the show,
Jackson.
We got
Mississippi.
We got the Kentucky Derby coming up next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Who won it last year? I'm not a horse guy.
I don't know.
I can't believe we can't remember that. It was like, didn't he win the trip? Was going for the Triple Crown? Did he win it?
What was his name? Old Fasty?
Old Fasty.
Old Fasty. Old Fasty.
Oh.
Hold on. Our horse racing fans are going to win. Old Fasty.
An Irish horse.
Who won the race?
Old Fasty
won it last year.
There's a lot of good Irish horses that are involved in
Old Fasty won by 10 lengths.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Derby. I'd like to go. I hear it's I hear it's just a bonkers.
It's enjoyable.
I want to go to the Galway races in Ireland. No. That's what I want to go
This
to.
Is what I pictured the Derby being like. A Cubs game times a million.
That's what it is. With seersucker.
And you can't see.
And hats.
But you know what? I'm in that stretch right now in sales.
Do you ever go to Arlington? Arlington's great.
American Pharoah. Yes. Thank you, Mike.
That's right.
No, I haven't gone to Ireland. I just saw my cousin put a thing on Facebook. Bridget Kennedy put something up, and she said she's thinking about, her and her family are thinking about going up there for Mother's Day. I guess it's a big deal up there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It's a great place. It's really not, it's never really like overly crowded. It's good for kids. It's really, you know, the food's good. It's a nice joint. You know, it's not easy to get to, but you just do it.
I've always loved the horse races.
Oh, something.
It's great.
I like to gamble. I like horses. I like it all.
Mm-hmm.
Maywood was nice.
I like to gamble. I like to smoke. And I like horses.
I don't think you can smoke in any of them now, right?
No.
Not even Maywood. Isn't that weird?
You can go outside.
Maywood's gone. It's over. It's closed.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Maywood it's going out of business, I thought. No. Maywood Racetrack?
I did hear that it was going out of business, but it didn't close yet.
Save Maywood Racetrack.
I'm pretty sure it's closed.
No, I don't know about that, but... The horses, but
they're gonna put a Costco there across the other Costco.
I'm putting a Costco across from the other Costco.
Other than Arlington,
Trump, what's your plan on economics? We're gonna put Costco's across the street from Costco's, and across the street from the Costco's, we'll put a Walmart, and across the street from the Walmart, another Costco.
And then we're gonna put Skyways connecting them all.
Right.
Yeah. But anyways, I was talking about the Derby, and you know, I know it's a big thing. A lot of people get into it.
I like it.
I had a big push this week at work. Now, obviously, it's April 30th, and the Derby is until next weekend. But I had the Woodford Reserve as the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
It was the end of the Brown Foreman fiscal year for us this month.
Is that a big deal?
It is a big deal. Well, for us within our company, it's a big deal. We want to hit our numbers for Brown Foreman and keep them on as suppliers. But Woodford Reserve, I mean, it's funny because I have a rough territory. So I'm going into accounts and going, the Kentucky Derby! Come on. And they're looking at me like, what? Nobody cares, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mint juleps. They're like, no.
You should be like, the horses get drunk before they run. They'd be like, really?
But I got lucky and I was able to push some cases and sell them into some accounts. So, but that made me think of the Derby. Yeah, the Derby.
We should send a correspondent down to the Derby and have him report back after.
Maybe next Saturday.
Maybe Mr. Matthew Walter Norton.
Yeah, we could probably ask him about some.
Is he going? I'd like
to consult with him about some Derby picks.
We should have a phone call with him and get him on and have him give us some picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole culture. Like, everybody's got a friend.
Yeah, but
like
here's the thing. By the time the show
airs.
They're
into it for a week, and then they forget about it.
I don't know. Norton's been into it
for
years.
By the time our show airs next week, though, the Derby will probably have been over, right?
Norton had called me once. He goes, I'm writing a screenplay.
Yeah.
And I go, what's it about? And he goes, restaurants and horse racing.
Sounds fantastic.
Great idea.
It's going to be a success.
It'll work.
Yeah.
Didn't they had a TV show called Luck. It was on HBO. Pretty much the premise.
You probably just saw that.
What's the show about? It's about restaurants and home and gambling. And
yeah.
Okay. Is David Milliatch writing it? Yes.
So, Milliatch.
Yeah.
You worked last weekend.
Yeah. Right?
How'd that go?
Slow. Closed early. It was so slow.
That's right.
It's been quiet. It's like when the weather gets hot and nice, everybody wants to be outside and doesn't go to the bar.
They go to the bar. They just go to a bar that has outdoor seating.
True.
Yeah.
Which yours does.
Yeah, it does.
But the weather just hasn't been good enough. It's not steady enough.
You're right.
It'll
get there, though.
Yeah, hopefully by the time our listeners are listening to this show, they're going to be so happy that we're talking about the weather, you know?
We should have a weather.
I turn these guys on, they sit around, they talk about the weather. They can't even get through the show. They can't even get through it. They're just going to meander and talk about the weather.
Hey, we make the weather exciting.
So we just, you know what? We get into other things, and I'm not meaning to just jump into politics.
Yeah,
but it looks like it's going to be Hillary and Trumpy. I mean, this is, the delegate counts are pretty much, I mean.
Where are all the Irish politicians?
I concur. Thank you.
Where did they all go?
Where do the Irish politicians go?
But I'm so sick. Jail. So,
get them out.
I'm so sick of it. Though already, it's like, come on. Are you kidding me? This is gonna go on till November?
Mm-hmm.
Can't we just get it over with next month? Like, this is it.
Just heating up.
This is just a point of king.
It's my prediction that Trump's going to just all of a sudden do a 180 here and try to steal half of Bernie's thunder.
I don't know. I'm so.
Yeah, he will.
Here's the thing.
For sure.
I'm so sick of the every night I turn on the news and it's like, you know, it's like either him or her. And then you have Bernie yelling.
Bernie never yells.
Bernie is not an overly excited speaker.
He likes to take it slow and
get his point across, and hopefully the crowd doesn't applaud over the end of his sentences.
Yeah.
But they do anyway.
And then we had Ted Cruz picked a running mate today, even though it's
Saturday.
Carly Fiorani, is that it?
Fiorina.
Fiorina, yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, good luck.
Did you see...
good luck to the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... This whole thing is ridiculous. I'm getting so sick of it. I just want it to be over.
And see, like, as much paid... I haven't paid much attention.
Hillary's going to be the president. I'm sorry to say, but it's
I haven't
true.
Paid much attention.
Yeah. And the Cubs will not win the World Series.
The one political story...
I don't know about Hillary being the president. You know what?
More likely to happen? Hillary becoming president or the Cubs winning the World Series?
Ooh, that's a hard question. That'd be a good poll question to have on for the Hoolies Hoolie.
We don't have a poll, but let's do
it.
We
could build one on Facebook. What's gonna happen? What's a better chance of happening? Now everybody will tell you probably the Cubs right now. But you never know.
There's
been all kinds of collapses.
The biggest political news story of the week for me was that the Ted Cruz female lookalike internet sensation.
For Maury? Yeah.
Did we talk about that last week?
She's gonna make a porno, they said. Oh,
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Someone's giving her like 10 G's to make a porno.
Class.
That's going to be a weird. I want to write that script.
Is it going to be like cruise themed?
How did you guys make all your money? My dad wrote the the Ted Cruz lookalike porno.
Wait, is it going to be
2016?
Since she's known as a Ted Cruz lookalike, is it going to be a Ted Cruz? Like, is it going to be like an Oval Office scene and, you know, like
I don't know.
A campaign kind of theme?
I'm sure there'll be all kinds of disgusting like sexual acts that are like thought about in different premises. Like,
she's dressed as Cruz and she's like her and her campaign
she's
manager
dressed
gets
as
stuck
Cruz.
In a motel in Kansas. You know?
Right. And a guy plays Hillary. She's dressed as Hillary. And she's Cruz.
Peter North is Hillary.
Right.
All right, enough. Like, we need a different topic. This has gotten a little bit, you know, we don't need to talk about
pornography. Well, this is what politics has become.
That's what it is.
This is what politics is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's politics not
has become verbal pornography. Yeah.
No, it's become worse. It's just nonsense.
Yep. Prince
and then the sad part is that after all this, nothing will still get done.
No, of course not.
So it's just it's a show.
You know what I kind of find was really sad is that I'm going into these Walmarts. There's a program that I'm doing right now. It's Phillips Distributing is doing it, and they're the owners of a brand called UV Vodka. And they're doing they're having a thing going on with Walmart where, you know, it's a return to the troops. It's like a support the troops thing. Walmart is committed to hiring over 250,000 veterans by 2022. That's okay. And it's like a big campaign that Walmart is launching and want to be a part of. And Phillips Distribution and Distillers, and they're with their brand UV Vodka. They've teamed up with Walmart, so they have the regular vodka, the blue raspberry vodka, and the cherry vodka. And it's a red, white, and blue themed display that you would bring into a store.
That's classic.
But fun.
But there's POS and points of sale that show the consumer that. If you buy a bottle of this, a donation is made towards the families of the returning troops to help these guys get back on their feet, all right? And then if you, say, tweet about it or hashtag or whatever it is or, you know, Instagram.
Oh, yeah, they're encouraging you to get the social
If you do that
code.
And you mention UV or, like, whatever code they give you on the bottle or, you know, another donation is made by Walmart themselves and UV. So it's like a double dipping of the donations. So
right.
If you buy a bottle and do it, and then if you do it again, they make another donation. It's a great program. The response I've had from these stores is just unbelievable.
Really?
They're like, no, man, it's going to get stolen. And I'm like,
what's going to get
put
stolen?
Put it somewhere you know, this is about helping the troops out. Like, let's be a little serious. Like, put it somewhere where it's not going to get stolen.
Let's be serious, Walmart manager.
Man, well, maybe the Arby's.
It's starting to anger me, but I'm going to maintain my composure because what we have Memorial Day.
There's only
is
one
next
thing
week.
You could really do.
What's that?
Dress up like Rambo and go into the Walmart with a huge American flag and demand.
Dress up as Rambo
and demand satisfaction
with a bottle of Jack Daniels that I saw. Just like pound it and go, you're taking the display.
Pound it and then spit the fire.
Why doesn't if Walmart's going to hire all these troops? Why doesn't the distribution company hire a veteran to stand by the booze and tell everybody what it's
my company?
Yeah.
Because our job is to distribute this. We did not negotiate this between Walmart. This is a.
Hey, if Walmart can't figure it out.
This is between Walmart and Phillips Distillery. Our job is to make sure that it gets in the stores. That's why I'm saying, why am I getting some kind of a resistance from Walmart when it's my job just to sit there going, here, look, you have an agreement with these people. Well, let's do it.
Bill,
they're going, well, we don't know.
This may shock you, but Walmart does not have the greatest reputation.
Yeah, I'm kind of aware of that. Yeah.
Well, they're kind of big.
Yeah,
it's not
big.
Like,
they don't really
did you hear
care.
About this? No.
I hope that the money they raise
actually
gets...
They hear about it. There's programming. Come on. This is corporate
America.
I hope
America. The
money actually
gets,
emails
to
everything.
Gets to the troops. That's all I care
yeah,
about.
So do I.
And up in Carly Fiorina's pocket.
So, I don't know. I just hope that...
she ain't got pockets.
I just hope that, Walmart participates in helping the troops.
They will. Yeah.
No,
I could care less about any of these politicians. I do care about the troops. That's my 2 cents worth.
What are you going to do for Memorial Day? Got anything planned? I'm going to go to the Sox game, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do that every year with your mother-in-law and the kids, right?
What's the actual day of that?
And we go Mother's Day, too.
I don't
What's
know what
Memorial
the day
is.
I don't know what day it is. It's usually a Sunday. It's not. I don't know if it's on a Sunday or not.
I don't know. Monday, normally, I thought, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's the last weekend in May, normally.
I'll be working.
I'll probably be working, too.
It's
actually, that's
that
a
weekend.
Notoriously bad bar weekend.
Yeah.
At least in the, in the city, I'm sure it's great.
That's everyone's
stuff
going out
on,
of town. You're on your own. Go get a second job at a beach resort in Lake Geneva.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty good. But I don't know if there aren't really, I don't think there's a beach to be a lake resort or, I don't know.
What's that resort they all worked at Saved by the Bell when we were kids? That was always like a fantasy summer job I had.
Yeah.
I want to go work at Stacy Carosi's dad's beach resort.
Yeah. He must have been.
Where should I apply?
He must have been pretty successful.
I know. Why did they all get shot? Like all
Mr.
of a sudden,
Mr. Carosi.
Mr. Carosi, boy, that was he. He did real well.
He did real well.
You know,
nice guy too.
Real good guy.
Bald. What? He always wore that fedora, that like Greg Norman hat.
I don't remember. Yeah.
And I was always mad at Zach Morris. I can't believe we're having this discussion right now.
Always,
about,
well, you he's always waddling about, through the sand to yell at Morris.
What are we doing now? Walmart won't put out the booze we wanted to put out, but we'll put it on our
The
resort.
Band's not showing up for the big hula contest tonight.
For the troops.
For the troops.
For the troops.
Hey, be careful. Don't knock the program that I'm pitching and I'm presenting. Okay?
I'm not.
All right. The reason I brought it up is for a little bit of free press.
Yeah.
And I brought it up because I want people when they walk into a Walmart to buy a bottle of that, so don't make fun of it.
Nothing's free, Billy.
That's right.
Freedom isn't even free.
Yeah. Wow.
Freedom ain't free.
What an awesome t-shirt that would be.
Freedom ain't free.
When is the Crosstown?
Freedom ain't free with a bald eagle holding an Uzi.
When is the Crosstown Classic this year?
It would sell like
Do we know when that is?
I'm printing 1,000
of them. We're making them and we're bringing them to Trump rallies.
Do we know?
Dude, we should do that.
You know what I speaking
Freedom
of
ain't free.
I'm not
speaking
going
of North
500
Riverside,
yards near of Trump
speaking
rally.
Of North Riverside, I was walking into all those different stores. Like I walked into Spencer's.
Oh yeah, I was there recently.
They
still got glow sticks and sex toys and
it's
shirts.
Disgusting.
That
disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's about as American as it gets, right
oh
there.
Oh my gosh!
Is
Are
there
you
Trump
kidding
gear?
Me?
Trump gear all
there's
over the place.
There's Trump gear in
velvet
that.
Posters.
There's Trump gear. There's Sanders gear. There's Hillary gear. It's. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
There's
like
hats with fake poop on them.
Yeah.
And say, like, I farted and like, all kinds of goof. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But bumper stickers, Honey, I'm going out to get new bumper
How
stickers.
How does it stay in business?
Because people are buying bumper stickers, apparently.
You get
pins
bumper stickers
and pens
on, online.
And,
where'd you get that bumper sticker?
It's a nice bumper sticker.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, I got a bumper sticker for you.
This guy walked in though. When I walked into this, when I
that's
walked,
how I used to get him.
When I walked Somebody into the store, him. He was like facing the wall and he didn't even look at me. And he just goes, "Welcome to Spencer's." And then I walked like 2 feet away, and he like walked past and he didn't look at me again. He just like thought I was walking into the store again. He just goes, "Welcome to Spencer's." It's like a guy who obviously hated his job,
you
didn't want to make
like, hey.
Eye contact with anyone. He just was like, "Welcome to Spencer's."
You should have said, "Hey, come here." You already said hi to me. You should have just corrected him.
Hey, come here. How much is that Stones t-shirt? Put your head out of your butt and tell me how much that
t-shirt
is.
Start taking your job seriously, son.
No.
No, they don't even have Stones t-shirts. They're like, they're not like.
They had Guns N' Roses t-shirts. They got them.
Ooh.
Look at this one of you guys.
No, I was thinking Axel's not going to be happy about that.
I would like my to get like.
Like, I didn't give you permission to print these.
But it's always like the same stuff. It's like,
is that how I say
like Iron Maiden, no AC/DC, yeah. Guns N' Roses.
Well, those are staple. Those are staple Stones, black t-shirt crowd.
Led Zeppelin, Ozzy Osbourne.
You get that stuff online now. You don't bother. You don't.
Rob Zombie.
Nobody goes anywhere.
It's like everything you used to be able to get at a record store that except records. You
it's
know?
Like Rolling Stone
it's
without
like, hey,
like
you guys
the
sell one hitters and chillums and lighters and Zippos.
We got them all.
And, yeah, we got all that stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's a market there for that, man. It's called teenagers. It's called 16 to 22. Actually, are you kidding me?
14 to 40.
I mean, an eighth grader probably walks into Spencer's and his head explodes. He's so happy to be there.
I would love to hear
there.
Like the market.
Look at this list.
Yeah, the marketing rep from Spencer's is like, guys, listen, our demographic 14 to 40. Okay.
Right. Male creep.
Uh-huh.
That's the truth.
I want more stuff that blows up,
a male creep,
less stuff that hurts
people. Male creep demo.
And female goth.
Yeah.
That's it.
We got to hit the male creep demo. They're out there. They got cash. Mm-hmm. We got to get them in this store.
Right. This part of the store is supposed to appeal to people that are still listening to Evanescence.
Evanescence?
Yeah. Evanescence?
It's called Evanescence, sir.
Man.
I'm sorry.
They were scary.
Yeah, they're, you know, there's it's spooky.
I had a Comcast guy at my house the other day.
Oh yeah,
I had like I put a camera in my backyard. I got all the high tech security.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah,
going.
That's
there's
smart
been a lot
investment.
Of break-ins near my house. Okay, I'm not taking a chance.
Yeah, you could do that. It's part of like
said,
the quad.
Listen.
And this was a young like Mexican dude, right?
It's like
but he
the
was
quadruple
cool, and I noticed that on his phone. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and it's Digital Life. It's called.
Yeah,
and he had Zeppelin going on his phone, right? I'm like, oh, that's a sweet tune. He's like, yeah, and he's like, you know what I really want to see? I'm like, who? He goes. Boston. And I'm like, you want to see Boston? I'm like, you're
more than
18 years old.
Yeah.
My dad just shocked me that he wanted to see Boston. Like, you didn't come across as a Boston guy when you walked through my door.
You should have been like, wow, I thought you were going to say Belinda Carlisle.
I thought he was going to say, like, Pantera or something, like, mean. He's like, I want to see Boston, man. He was all about Boston, this kid.
Yeah.
God bless
I never him. Got into Boston.
You turned around and gave him, like, a Whitey Bulger book. There you go. Read that.
You want to know about Boston? Here's Boston.
Yeah. More than a feeling, huh?
More than a feeling. That's pretty impressive singing in that song. Yeah, there's a note they hit in that song that is insane.
Should we play it?
Maybe we should play it. I'm thinking maybe we'll look it up and see what we got. Yeah, a little
we'll play
Boston.
It and then I'll go, here it is when the note's coming up.
I was going to play Prince, but we're just going to play Boston instead.
What Prince tune?
There's enough Prince out there.
I don't know. I didn't have a specific Prince song. Did you?
I can't.
Oh
wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
Actually... This is a pretty bad jam.
I think
right
this is it to close the show. Close I think this is, yeah.
They play this on the loop 400 times a day.
Hey,
I know a little Boston.
Yeah. Hey, so next week we'll see you at the Hooli's Hooli. Right?
That's right. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Stay tuned for The Crack with Cooney and Keene, also sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia.
Show has been presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
That's right.
Yep. And Fresh Wave. Until then, see you next week.